Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone, and this is Jodeci Maldonado on yet another wonderful episode of Night Owls Late Night Podcast. So tonight we are back with an essay of mine. The last time was a poem. This time it's an essay. We like to switch it up a little bit. This one is called A Pocket of Prayers, One Person's Journey Through the Mountain Range of Mood. The mood is a lot like what Buddhists say about transcendence. A bad mood, anyway. It is like trying to erode a mountain with a thin silk scarf. Instead of trying to gently place over and gradually erode the mountain with the scarf, I would like to tie knots in it. I'd want to be like a teenager on a Friday night, and instead of propelling downward in an act of escapism, I would like to climb as an act of resilience, hand over hand, past every nook and cranny, to lodge my foot in as I scale my personal messy mountain range of difficult moods, the heights and valleys going all the way up, praying the whole way like a mantra, repeating the essential P's. Patience, positivity, prayer, patience, positivity, prayer, patience, positivity, prayer, like a pocket full of them, like a pocket full of them, prayers, I mean, as I wind my way up the face of myself at my worst. We've all been there. Some of us just have to make more trips, more often, and I'm one of those people. But that is okay, because it gives me a perspective that is uniquely my own. My daily journey is difficult, but still, the scale of the mountains in the morning appeases my soul the way someone on a mission is contented by just moving forward, never stopping. The clamoring of my soul for hope is a lifelong task in what, at first glance, seems to be an ever-benighted world. However, if we all thought that way, then there would be no world at all. Truly, then, we would have nothing positive upon which to lean or speak of when we talk about this place that we call home, Earth, for it would never have been. God, if he had that attitude, would not have sought to create this world and all of us. To me, God is on the side of the dreamers. It is they who are truly blessed. My ragged breath becomes the breathwork of mind-seeking calm. In what is sometimes a mountain melting too fast and becoming a tumultuous tempest of an emotional sea, but then I think back to my pocket of prayers that act like posies during the Black Death and ward off the stench of the darkness and death, and on I climb to the summit day in and day out to see the rising light of dawn instead of letting it pass over me in a premature good night. Alrighty, everyone, so that was my essay. So I hope you enjoyed it. Stay lovely, and we'll be back another night.